Hi everyone, Dave the SEO here, and today we're going to be talking about what actually is an AI search engine and what is actually just Gen AI engines that have the ability to search for us. Very different things, which tools are which, and how do we optimize for each of those as SEOs. So it's not going to be the longest episode ever, but I think we're going to go through something that's really important and a lot of people seem to be getting wrong or just not realize that there's a really important differentiation here. We are working with a lot of different AI tools where we want to have visibility. But what does visibility really mean and what does it involve? So we're used to, as SEOs, working with traditional search and thinking in terms of an index and having a website that is indexable. And thinking in terms of ranking factors to then appear within the results. But with some of the generative AI tools that people use to do a search, they are closer to traditional search, but powered by AI. And there's others that are AI assistants that are basically just going and doing a search for us. And it's really important we understand which are which and how to optimize for each. So that's what we're going to look at today. Now, if you look at this article that this podcast is based on my website, you will see there's a very brightly coloured Venn diagram with some logos for some of the different AI tools that we're probably most concerned about within that Venn diagram. So I'm going to start off by explaining what that Venn diagram looks like and why I've divided it up the way I have. So on the left, we have AI-powered search engines that use an index in the same way that traditional search does, and they use that to find candidate documents, and then they use certain factors to decide which ones they're going to use for the results. And you'll see on this Venn diagram that Google AIO's AI Overviews is in that section on its own, but it's not quite as simple as that, and I'm going to get onto that in a second. Now, on the other side, we have tools that use search engines, and they do a search, and then they check the live pages that they find in the search to come up with information. So here we've got Copilot, ChatGPT, Claude, and DeepSeek all on that side of the Venn diagram. And what these tools are doing is basically like your colleague at work, where you ask them a question and they don't know that off the top of their head. Because sometimes, of course, these tools have their basic training knowledge that they have and they can just pull the answer straight from that and they don't need to do a search. Just like your colleague at work. But sometimes you ask them something that you think they should know, but they don't. And what your colleague at work will do is it will go and do a sneaky Google search, look at a few pages, get the answer, and then maybe pretend that they knew all along. And that's sort of what ChatGPT, Claude, etc. Do. And I'll explain a little bit more in a minute about how exactly they go about doing that and what that means for us. Now, of course, this is a Venn diagram. So there's a section in the middle where there are a few tools that do a bit of both. Now, let's deal with Perplexity first, because Perplexity could really be on the same in the same place as Google AIOs. They work in a very similar way. They have an index. They are search engines, proper search engines. They have an index of crawled pages, and they will find candidate documents. They've got an information retrieval system to find candidate documents, and they will then use factors to decide which documents they use as the source for the information they are going to give you and which ones are going to get a mention as a source for that information. The reason Perplexity is in the middle is because Perplexity does do some searches on other search engines for grounding to check the quality of its results basically against other search engines. So yeah, that's a small part of what it does. We also have in the middle Gemini, and Gemini sits more on the right-hand side of our Venn diagram, along with ChatGPT and so on. What Gemini does is it searches on Google. The difference is it retrieves pages from Google's index, which has the advantage that it's more likely to see the full rendered version of the page, whereas ChatGPT, Claude, are basically using a fetch function where they are just seeing visible text within the source code. Gemini is likely to see more of your page. If you do have content that only shows up once the page fully renders, but also it won't see the latest version of your page if the latest version isn't in the index. And then in the middle, we've got Google AI, because Google's got lots of AI tools now. It's got AIOs, but it's also got AI mode, which works in a different way to AIOs. It's also got deep research that you can have access to if you have the right level of access to Gemini. So there's a few different things there. There's a few different things that the DeepMind team are developing as well. And those use a mixture of checking the index and doing searches on Google. But some of those tools now are doing much more query fan out. So when we say query fan out, we're basically saying rather than just taking your initial search that you've put in, it works out how's going to be the best way to search for that. And then it'll expand that out into maybe a few different terms. Now, ChatGPT, Claude, etc., maybe we'll do 4 or 5 searches on average, and they'll get top 10 results for each of those. Whereas a lot of Google's tools like AI mode will do dozens, if not hundreds, of different searches. That's that query fan out will be hundreds of related searches, and they will look at probably 100 results for each and decide of those which ones to look at the pages from Google's index for. So even when the same process of basically doing a search and then checking pages is being done, different tools do that at different levels. And so that is going to have a major impact on the level of accuracy and the depth of that research. So that's worth bearing in mind. But for what we're talking about today, the most important thing is that real differentiation between proper search engines using an index and these tools that basically just do a search. So Google AIOs, as mentioned, works similarly to a traditional search engine in that it has an index. So you need to be indexable on that search engine to have a chance of showing. So if you're already being indexed by Google and Google's index, that's great. But are you being indexed by Perplexity? Now, beyond that, Google and Perplexity are then using factors. I'm not going to say ranking factors because it's not ranking so much anymore. It's selection to be used as a source for that AI-generated answer. And it also gives us the opportunity to maybe try and optimize in such a way that we won't just get pulled as a source, but maybe pulled as a product or a brand that is being recommended as a solution to a problem. And I feel that's where the real value in ranking for Google AIOs and Perplexity results is. But that's a whole nother conversation. So let's not go down a rabbit hole there. So we need to optimize for these in some ways in a very similar way. A lot of the factors are the same as for traditional Google search, the trust factors, for example. So I'm not going to go into all detail of everything you can do to optimize for each of these. But there are factors to optimize for when it comes to Google AIOs and Perplexity. A note on Bing. Bing has an equivalent on the face of it to Google AI overviews. When you search on Bing, you get some AI results put in there. Interestingly, as far as I can tell from the limited documentation that's available, and for everything I'm talking about today, I've used the official documentation from these tools where it exists, but it can be a bit patchy. But as far as we can tell, Bing's Copilot-powered equivalent to AIOs is actually much more similar to the likes of ChatGPT, where it basically is doing searches, a bit of query fan out, I'm assuming, but doing searches in a very similar way on Bing and finding candidate documents, not in an index, but within those results, and looking at some of those live pages to come up with its answers. It doesn't have a link directly from the part of Bing that's coming up with those AI answers to actually look at what's in the index. So moving to the other side then, to ChatGPT, Claude, DeepSeek, what's really important for us to understand is that they are basically looking at search results for queries that they have come up with, which they think are going to be the best ones to find the information they need. They can also look at some information from an initial search and then come up with a more specific question based on some initial knowledge they found from that first search. And so go down and do the query fan out. Isn't just a one-off thing, it's a staged thing. But at the end of the day, they are looking at some top 10 results on the search engines that they use. So ChatGPT primarily uses Bing, although we've recently been told that they do apparently use Google sometimes as well. So to have a chance of showing up in ChatGPT as a source, you first need to be ranking well on Bing and Google. Claude uses Brave Search, which you may not have ever even been on before. Maybe you haven't even heard of it before. Brave Search doesn't have an equivalent to Webmaster Tools. There is a tool where you can submit your website in case, for some reason, it's not aware of it. But in general, you should be going on to Brave Search and checking that you do have pages that are indexed there by doing something like a site search. And if you don't have Bing Webmaster Tools set up already, you really should do. But now is definitely the time to do it if you haven't already, to try and understand whether you've got the opportunity to be shown in ChatGPT by making sure you're fully indexed within Bing. Now, DeepSeek, I'll mention very briefly, just to say that DeepSeek uses a number of different search engines, and where you are and which language you're using will impact which search engines that uses, but it basically works in the same way. Now, it is worth mentioning that the results that these sites will see aren't exactly the same as what a human would see. The obviously they are coming up with what they think are the best search terms, which maybe aren't always going to be searched for in exactly the same way that a human would search. They can be quite specific searches sometimes, so it's not really easy to try and track those keywords in such a way that, you know, you can get an idea of, oh well, you know, this is something that ChatGPT is searching for on a regular basis. There's a high chance that it's going to be searching for unique searches that it's, you know, aren't even going to register in that regard. The other thing that's different in terms of what ChatGPT, Claude, etc. Actually see is they don't always see the page title. They're much more likely to actually see the H1 tag from the page. And they don't see the same either meta description or small snippet from the site. Occasionally they'll see the meta description, but not very often. Occasionally it will be a very short snippet of text that's taken from the page. But in some cases, if the relevant text is there, what's actually getting returned to them is a big chunk of text. And often that seems to be a summary from the page where a summary exists. So I think there's a lot of people, you know, talking about the importance of having summaries for AI. I think that's correct to some extent, but maybe not quite for the reasons that some people think it is to have that excerpt there. Because what ChatGPT and Claude, let's focus on them because those are the ones I've studied in the most detail and can talk about with most confidence. What they actually see within those results are often enough for them to answer a question. And in some cases, they will not check any live pages because that uses up resources and that has a cost to OpenAI, to Anthropic, to do that. So if the excerpts that they are getting give them the information, they will then use that to come up with the answer for you. And they may still put those pages as a source, that's what they will do to give you an answer. And that is, in some cases, where I've seen incorrect answers coming back, it's the problem is that they have got an excerpt from a page, but they don't have the whole context of that page. So that individual excerpt, they think gives a full answer, but maybe it's actually referring to something more specific or not quite related to the initial question. And that's often where they get confused. So that's one thing to watch out for. But if they feel there isn't enough information in the excerpt there to completely answer the question, but they see a page which from the excerpt and the title looks like something that is going to help them answer the user's question, they will go and view that live page. But they will just access the source code and the visible text. What they actually get back, the actual tool, is a already processed version of the HTML, the source code, not the rendered page, that source code with the visible text pulled out of that. ChatGPT gets a lot more, so it can often see the navigation and things as well. Claude gets returned to it generally just the main content, assuming that that main content can be identified. And of course, assuming that they can access those pages as well, because there's plenty of websites out there that are blocking Claude Bot, GPT Bot, and others. So they will try and access them and they will just get an error. So they'll either check another page or maybe do another search. So actually optimizing for these AI assistants that go and do a search for us, or in fact multiple searches, is fairly straightforward. The basics of what we need to do, the basic things that you should be focusing on right now, in my opinion, and what I'm focusing on for my clients right now, is making sure got visibility in the relevant search engines like Bing, like Brave Search, as well as Google. And using pretty much traditional SEO techniques, and then making sure that from a technical point of view, those AI assistants can fetch the content on the pages, that they aren't blocked in some way, and they are able to see the text within the source code. Now, all of this is going to evolve over time. And it might be that by the time you listen to this podcast, even if it's in a week or two's time, some of this information has changed. If you think it's already out of date, then please let me know on LinkedIn. Let's discuss this. This is exactly the kind of thing we need to be doing as an industry, is discussing this, because it's all changing so fast. There's no other way that we can keep up with this. Thank you so much for listening. do get in touch and let me know what your thoughts are on this and whether you've got some insights on what's worked for you for optimizing for these different types of tools.